fabulous. I'm so fierce that it's in nuts. I live to be my dolphin. Hello everyone and welcome to Jimmy's Talk Show. No one's emailed me, so I will put it in the description and I'll try and get it in the description of the iTunes feed of it. Hopefully it works. I'll figure it out somehow, don't worry. Nothing much is going on. My computer course is finishing hopefully in 2 weeks, I think. Yeah, 2 weeks. And my teacher, how embarrassing, downloaded my previous, I think, podcast and sort of showed it to the whole class. That was embarrassing. And she'll probably figure out how to... I told her how to subscribe. So she'll probably subscribe and she'll hear this one. Oh, no. Hello. Let's see how many subscribers I've got. I checked yesterday, but they update hourly. Anything happened in the news that I can remember? Not too sure. Might have to check it out, see if anything interesting is happening. I got a new microphone, so let me know how this sounds. Internet's a bit slow tonight. Oh no, I have to log in. Oh no. Okay. I have 55 subscribers. Okay, hello 55 people out there. None today so far. But I suppose that goes in American time, I'm in Australia, so yeah. Nothing much is happening at all. 173 people plus 216 people have looked at my feed, and 55 have subscribed. Interesting. Very interesting. I'll just check out the news. And see what else is happening. Pre-teen charged over crime spree. A 10-year-old boy faces 6 criminal charges and a 12-year-old faces 8 after New South Wales police stopped a stolen car driven by the older boy. Surprised he knows how to drive at 12. Mushroom madness, tourist arrested after romp. Freak wave, Queensland boating accident kills one person. Interesting, nothing much is happening at all. There's nothing on 9MSN. Nothing is happening, oh my god. Yeah, and I haven't had any more subscribers on YouTube, so I don't know whether you said found me or not. Oh, one thing I hate about it is a couple of videos from the Pussycat Dolls and Lady Gaga and all that. I click on it to watch it, because I'm subscribed, and it says this video is unavailable in your country due to copyright restrictions. I don't like the copyright. I really don't. Like, they're the owner of the music. Why is the copyright saying that? And both of the two videos that I uploaded, one the original song and one dance remix, both have copyright on them, which is wrong, I reckon. Your video may include content that is owned or licensed by... Sony Music Entertainment, the audio. What should I do? No action is required on my part. My video is still available worldwide. In some cases, ads may appear next to my video. I thought that happens anyway. Very interesting. 53 people have watched one video, 9 have watched the other, 17 have watched the other, 86 have watched the other, that's surprising. 39 have watched the other, 72, 36, 97, 318, 667. Oh my, 200. Well, it's nice to see the 200 people watch the tutorial that I did. 331, 42, 233, 301. I must upload more videos. Actually, recently I applied to be YouTube partner, but they knocked me back. They just said, wasn't enough things set out or whatever for me. I don't know. I only have like 7 subscribers or something. Yeah, other than that, I've been on Power Talk, which is a free chat program. Just look it up in Google. They've introduced a guide feature, so I'm a guide on there. So far, I've helped 10 people. And one review of 3 out of 5 for some reason. I helped one person today who was really nice. She was a really nice lady. She wanted to know how to take away a banner, so I told her how. And that, and she thanked me, but sadly she never left a review. I don't know why. I wish she did. I would have had 2 reviews then. Would have been pretty good. Other than that, I don't know what to talk about. Email me. I need some emails. Then the emails I seem to get, my other email addresses is spam, so I don't know. Got an email the other day saying that MSN is going to shut down their MSN or Hotmail. They're going to shut down their servers because they only have 514 names left. Send this on to your contacts so it doesn't get shut down. I wasn't sure whether that was real or not. But I don't know. I was thinking of doing video podcasts. I don't know. See what happens in the future. But yeah. Nothing much is happening. There's nothing to do where I live. Except just be on the internet all day. I tried live streaming once, but no one would watch. I wasn't out there like most people, so popular. I'm actually shocked that I have 50-something subscribers on here. That is the most subscribers I've ever had on anything, I think. Yeah. Interesting. I just went back on YouTube and there was this video thing that popped up, Don't Call Me Fat by Ryan Williams Johnson. I would play a little bit of it, but then this podcast would be done as explicit. I don't know. Weird. Might play a little bit. It's so funny, his reaction. Even he's laughing in it sometimes.
What's happening for him? I'll be the first to admit that I love jumping on trampolines.
Oh, that's one video. The guy shows 3 things. Apparently this girl's going to get called the fat girl that broke the trampoline because she bounced on a trampoline and she went straight through it. Even if she's not fat. She went straight through it. Oh, another one. There was this girl. She was drunk enough to hop onto a glass table and start doing the percolator dance. And then she's going, it's the percolator, sort of thing like that. And then she leant over a bit and she went straight through the glass table. I feel sorry for her. And then there's another guy, that one I was telling you about, the Don't Call Me Fat. He just goes on swearing and raving and all that about kids calling him fat and everything. He got pissed off about it, even though in his videos he calls himself fat. I don't know. It's all weird. This is turning out to be quite a long podcast. Interesting. What to do? 10 minutes. 10 minutes and 3 seconds. I'm so bored. This is the longest podcast ever. I have to shrink it or something. I don't know how big it's gonna be. iTunes. Let's see if I can find myself on iTunes. I did the other night on my iPhone. So let's see if I can find myself on iTunes. Let's search Jim. Hang on. Put that there. Let's search Jimmy's Talk Show. Let's see what comes up. Accessing the iTunes store. Might take a while. All it just says is iTunes store. Your search had no results. Okay. Oh, I spelled it wrong. I spelled my own name wrong. Oh my god, M. It's double M, that's right. Still found no result. Oh. JIMMYT. No. STALKSHOW. Enter. I'm going to be very angry if it does not find me. Yay! Jim Causes Podcast. Category News and Politics. Might change that. Give me an idea. Subscribe. Tell a friend. Share on Facebook and Twitter. Copy the link. What all happens when I click on my name? Interesting. I've never done this in iTunes. Let's see what happens. Podcast. Audio podcast. News politics. Wonder if I can change my picture on it. Website. What happens when I click on website? Sorry, but I don't know anything really. I know about iTunes, but not in the iTunes store. Oh, it takes me to my Podomatic thing. Oh, well, there you go. If the email address is on the description of the iTunes, then you just click beside the thing on the website and I'll take it to my website thing. And then my email address should be in there. Somewhere. Where is it? I'll have to make a note to put it in. Oh, that's about it. I might get a bit bored and make another podcast. But how do I edit my settings? Because I don't like it. Give it a listen. Wow. No. might change that, yeah. Alright then, I better go. It's quite a long podcast. I'll talk to you all next time. Make sure you email me at jimmycauser@gmail.com and I will put it in the description. Alright then, bye. Bless me, I'm your mannequin. J'adore Vivienne habillée, moi. Gucci, Fendi et Prada. Valentino, Armani, tour. Merde, I love them, Jimmy, too.